Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson.
What has to happen, whether it's the player you draft, the free agents you sign, or a combination of both? What has to happen?
Yeah, it's a combination of that. It's the growth of our key players. You know, the last 2 years, we've drafted guys at 7, Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. We have great hope for them, but they have to grow as players. We need them to be really good. We need them to improve, show that they are top-level talent in the league. We believe they have that in them, so we need that. We need Zach LaVine to play at a high level. You know, he averaged 23 a game, which is not easy to do in our league, but there's so many areas that he can improve in. You know, we felt that last year at the trade deadline, we got a guy in Otto Porter that we really like. He's just a very good basketball player.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's kind of a surreal feeling. I mean, I'm at a loss for words of what to say, but thrilled to become a Blackhawk and be a part of this organization that's kind of been struggling of late. I mean, they missed the playoffs in the last 2 years, so to kind of step in as a younger guy, that'd be huge to me to kind of be on a team that was winning Stanley Cups every 2 years. So it's awesome to kind of be there and see the winning culture that they have and learn from guys like Jonathan Toews and Dylan Strome. It'd be a lot of fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom Thayer in for Mike Mulligan today, and that was the voice of Kirby Dach, the Blackhawks number 3 overall draft pick on Friday in the NHL draft, and he is a 6'3", 198-pound center. He's a big center, but the Blackhawks expect big things from him moving forward, and we are pleased to welcome Blackhawks coach Jeremy Colliton, who joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jeremy. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Good, Jeremy. How are you?
Good.
Jeremy, you're just excited to meet an 85 Bear. You've never done that before, from what I understand. This is your first experience with an 85 Bear in Chicago. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Big day for me.
Hey, you weren't born yet, for gosh sakes. I'm reading up your birthday of being born in 85, although the Super Bowl was 86, man. Congratulations, being such a young guy. I wish we were in role reversal. You are my age and I was yours.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well,
thanks,
Jeremy,
for having me.
Thanks for calling in today. The Blackhawks will be introducing Kirby Dach at a news conference 11 o'clock this morning at the United Center. And Friday was a big day, and it was a big moment for Kirby, big moment for the franchise. What exactly do you have in a player in Kirby Dach, and what are the realistic expectations for him over the next year?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, really excited to add a player of his caliber. You know, I've seen him play a few times. The biggest thing that I look at, you know, he got a highly skilled package, no question. He's a big kid, but I love his competitiveness. Like, he's got some jam. And the playoffs, that's, you know, predominantly when I watched him, really responded well to being challenged. He's, you know, in the Western League, is a, you know, 17, 18-year-old player. He's not one of the older players. I mean, a lot of those teams, they're dominated by 19, 20-year-olds. And he was under pressure, and I thought he really responded well in those big games. And that's, he's going to have to continue to show that because he's going to be challenged at the NHL level. So we hope, you know, sooner rather than later, he's going to be, you know, to take a heavy load offensively, defensively. I think when you look at teams that win Stanley Cups, you know, they have that really strong presence up the middle, and you know, excited to have him join us.
Jeremy, there's been a lot of times where I've been able to look at what they call the war room before the NFL draft. When you look at the draft war rooms in the NHL, you know, you got different leagues, you got different countries, you got different colleges, you got contracts in different countries. Like, how difficult it is to put that room together to understand the talent that you're looking at in the different rounds and the different days of the draft?
Yeah, you know, I think ultimately you got people going to fight for the ones they're most familiar with, but I think Mark Kelly does a great job of running the meetings and making sure he's pulling out the information that's important, and he's got to sort through it all. Obviously, Stan's a big part of that as well. They've been doing it a long time and having a lot of success, so it was actually great. I really enjoyed being part of the process and listening to the discussion about the players and how they sort through ultimately making the list.
Joined by Blackhawks head coach Jeremy Carlton here on Mullion Haw. Tom Thayer in for Mike Mulligan today. And Jeremy, let's just lay it out there in terms of what is ahead for Kirby, because the way I understand it is if he doesn't make the team, and he'll be given an opportunity to make the team at training camp, how realistic is that shot of him making the team? But if he doesn't, is he returned to the Western Hockey League because he's not old enough to play in the AHL? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, David. I think it's really important for us to we've just got to let the process play out. I mean, he's going to determine where he plays based on how he performs. I think with a young player, we're not going to want to clear the track for him. We're going to make it hard for him. We want to have such an excellent team that it's really difficult for him to crack the lineup. Yet, obviously, we're really excited about him. And if he shows that he's going to help us win immediately, then he'll get that opportunity to play some games, and then we'll just see how it plays out. But I think we talk about having depth, and we need quality throughout the lineup and competition for roles, and he can be a big part of that. So he's got to have a great summer. He's got to train extremely hard and prepare his body to compete against men, and then we'll see where he stacks up in the fall.
Coach, sorry to keep using the analogy of football, but when I look at the process between Coach Matt Nagy and the development of Mitchell Trubisky, Coach Nagy has quarterback experience in his background that I think helps Mitchell Trubisky a ton. With your playing experience and then bringing Dak in, that I know he's played wing, but now he's going to be a center and for the Blackhawks, how important is that, or how much can that help the development of a young player through your experiences to help him to grow through his experiences?
Yeah, for sure. It's I think anytime you can step in their shoes a little bit and relate in that way to what the challenges they're going to face, it's a positive. And we have throughout the organization, we have so many people with a tremendous amount of experience. It's a team effort. We're all going to chip in, whether it's the NHL coaching staff or it's the Blackhawks development staff, or even guys like Taser. I think we got a great group of veterans who they want to win. They want to still do anything to win, and part of that is mentoring these young players. So I think it's a pretty good situation for a young guy like Doc to come in and learn from.
So Jeremy, you've had a chance now to decompress a little bit. It was a whirlwind when you took over. Shortly into this past season for the Blackhawks, you were head coach, and you inherit a team full of proud veterans and guys. It took a while to get going and to everything indoctrinated, but you guys finished strong, and you guys finished the season with a lot of momentum. When you look back, what were you proudest of? And when you are critical of yourself, what do you think you needed to improve on?
Yeah, as you say, we went through some adversity, and especially in the beginning, it was difficult. We weren't the results weren't coming, and there wasn't a lot of practice time to sort of integrate the new ideas and what we're looking for going forward to have success. But I thought we really got some excellent buy-in from the group as the year went on, and we'll get a little positive results, and then people start feeling good about themselves, and the performance you build off each successive game. And at the end of the year, we're very disappointed we're not in the playoffs, but I think there's a lot of optimism in the group and in the staff that we're on the right track. I think the challenge for us is not to waste any time. We've had some time to prepare, and whether that's looking at the roster and what do we need to do? How do we change it to be have a more competitive team, or how we're going to play? We got to make sure when training camp comes, we're prepared. We're using that time so we can hit the ground running. But I think everyone's excited about that, And obviously there's high expectations in the organization, but we have high expectations of ourselves that we're going to have an excellent team. So that's really the focus right now.
Will the salary cap money that you guys have at your disposal, will that help change the face of the team, or does that not figure in until the player becomes a player that you're interested in becomes available?
Well, it just gives us flexibility. We can look at a lot of different things. It's a little bit of a puzzle, the lineup, as far as how we can put it together, whether it's looking at some trades to better the roster or potentially adding a free agent. We have some room to work where we can bring some pieces in that we can fit in different ways to give us, like, as a coach, you want to have as much flexibility as you can to build your group, build your lineup, different line combos, so you can handle different matchups. Each team has a different set of challenges, so that's what we're trying to build with the team. We know we need to have a little bit more jam, a little bit more grit to our group, score goals in different ways. We know we got to defend much better. So the people we're adding to the roster, that's sort of the tilt. That's what we're looking for them to bring. And I think obviously there's a lot of work to be done, but we're excited about that possibility, what we can add here.
Few more moments with Jeremy Colton, the Blackhawks head coach. And Jeremy, you talked about trades, and Stan Bowman has already made one. Olli Maatta is coming over as a defenseman from the Penguins. You have to give up Dominic Cahoon, a forward who actually had a pretty solid year last year, but you have to give up something to get something. When you look at Maatta, 24 years old, not coming off a great year, but he has two Stanley Cup championship rings. He has that pedigree. He also has some potential. What are you getting in that player, and how does he fit in?
Yeah, so, obviously, as you said, to give up Dominic, not something we wanted to do, but, he's a great kid, and I think he's going to be a really nice fit in Pittsburgh. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a really good year. But you got to, that's who they wanted, and we really wanted Maatta. So he's, as you said, he's won two cups already. He's a young man still. He's a veteran, but he's got room to develop further. He's been a top four defenseman on two Stanley Cup teams. So to add a guy like that is, it's pretty exciting for us. And we've had the reason we had the chance at adding him is he's gone through some adversity in his career already. He missed some games. He had cancer. He had some shoulder injuries. But to get through that, I think he'd be stronger mentally. And I think also, if we can give him a little bit of feedback and get his confidence back, I think he's got an even higher ceiling than he's shown thus far.
We see some of these guys that are young coaches. They come into the league, they got this nice dark head of hair, and then after a little bit of time, it seems like a little bit of gray seeps in. So the experiences that you went through last year, does it seem like you've learned more in that period of time than you knew before coming in, or is it just, part of the sport that you learn every day that you're around the players?
Yeah, I think it's more the second one. I learned a lot, but I need to continue to learn a lot each day, and that's part of what we're looking for when we're building the staff. We want to have a diverse set of opinions coming in, different experiences. I have Sheldon Brookbank, who, been a Blackhawk, won a Stanley Cup, very close to the group that we have. Someone, Thomas Mattel, had him in Sweden. He brings a European viewpoint and different ideas. And then, recognizing we have a young staff, then we get Mark Crawford, who, when you look at all the assistant coaches in the league, I don't think anyone can match his resume, his experience. He started coaching the NHL around the same time that I did. And, he can really add a lot to our team and help me be better, help the others be better. Really excited about that, the staff that we've built. And so to your point, we're going to get better every day. We're going to learn more about our group all the time and what they need, what we need to give them so that they can have success.
Following up on that, Jeremy, Mark Crawford's got a lot of experience. Obviously, a young head coach bringing in somebody with that much experience, you have to be pretty secure in your own abilities. And what was that thought process like, and what can we expect from him?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it was a no-brainer. I really wanted that presence on the staff. I mean, we interviewed a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people, and for a while, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get exactly that type of profile that I was looking for. And then when he didn't get the Ottawa job, you know, things kind of fell into place, and I feel really fortunate to get him. You know, we're here to win, and you know, ultimately, everyone's got to every day you got to bring your best. And I think part of that is surrounding yourself with people who can add different things. I don't have that experience. So the opportunity to bring him in, it's going to make me better. And that's what's required for us to win.
Well, I was pleased to learn you're a country music fan, Jeremy. So I imagine you like a good comeback story. When you look at the St. Louis Blues, on January 3rd, you woke up, they were in last place, and you guys were ahead of them. And then you wake up 5 months later, and they're planning a parade of Stanley Cup champions. Do you look at that, as hard as it is, as the rival of the Blues? I mean, Ed, can you look at that with respect and say, we can learn from that, we can duplicate that? Is there anything to be learned from their experience?
Sure. I think, first of all, it's good for the division. It's good for us to have a rival, have success. It forces you to be better. It drives you to be better. It's a measuring stick. We're going to have big games with them all year, and each one is going to be... There's a lot on the line, obviously, for the standings, but you want to rise to that level. But I think everyone feels pretty confident. We got some nice players here, and I think the difference in what they did better than anyone was that they had a tremendous team mentality. They played for the team. Individual, you know, priorities were set aside. Guys were paying the price. You know, they're a very physical team. They're an aggressive team. They're a gritty team. We're not going to be exactly like that, but I think we can move a little bit in that direction. And frankly, I think our skill will come through even more if we have that type of competitiveness and team outlook.
Jeremy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have a great week. Jeremy Colleton, the Blackhawks head coach here on Mullion Haw with Tom Thayer sitting in. Impressive guy. He's an impressive young NHL head coach. When you hear him talk, when you see him operate, you understand what the Hawks saw in wanting to elevate him to replace a legend.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
That's the norm. You know, you look at Sean McVay, you look at Matt Nagy, you look at these young coaches around all of the landscape of professional sports. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can't coach, but I think he understands the experience that he surrounded himself with that will ultimately help him become the best coach that he's going to be.
He's Tom Thayer in for Mully today. That went fast today.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it went pretty quick, snappy. It's almost time for transition, and we have Connor and Dan coming in next for transition on Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Bulls draft pick Kobe White's high school coach, Rob Salter.
What were his biggest growth points over the four?
He played varsity as a freshman, but when he came to us, he was about 6 foot, and he was not athletic. But then his athleticism kicked in going into a sophomore year, and he grew 5 inches to go along with being the hardest worker I've ever seen.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. That means you can get a top-load Whirlpool washer and electric dryer pair just $4.98 each. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details, valid through July 10th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The information is only as valuable as the ability to get that information onto the field to make sure that, you know, we hire people that know how to synthesize the information and how to put it in the right context for the players to use. That's a big part of the game now, is being able to get the information actionable.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.